Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quirky podcast that brings you writing tips and life tips. I'm Sean, and with me as always is Carrie Jones, New York Times and international best-selling author and awesome woman.
I'm also Sean's wife, so he has to say that. We always start our podcast with a random thought, and then we go into the writing tip and the dog tip. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoy!
Hey, boo.
Hey, baby girl.
It's random thought in the office again.
Yes, it is.
And it's Mother's Day while we're recording this.
I know. Happy Mother's Day, baby.
Thanks, honey.
You're the best mother ever.
Don't say, what if your mama hears this? She'll be like, oh.
Well.
He's just trying to get bonus points.
That's right. Trying to build up the loving points.
He always has to go there.
No, I meant loving, like affection, like hugs.
Dude, that's why I think
occasional you're, kiss.
I think you're more mothery than I am.
Why?
Because you're so nurturing.
Oh.
And you're like so kind.
I mean, this is a day full of work for me.
I know.
Because I love you. I'm on my second major cooking expedition already.
Sean is cooking so much. Yes, he cooked his favorite breakfast versus mine. But it doesn't matter because it was so yummy.
Have we not had your favorite breakfast like 3 or 4 times in the last week?
My favorite breakfast is chili rellenos. Huevos rancheros.
Yeah. Oh, I should have made those.
But
I'll make those for you tomorrow.
No, I'm gonna burst already.
I know, me too.
Breakfast was so good.
Maybe next weekend.
All right.
No. It's hard to keep track, you know.
Hey.
What?
You're the best mama ever, Sean. That's all I'm trying to say.
Thanks. I'll tell you what, when it's Father's Day, you can make huevos rancheros.
All right. Deal.
Because I love that too.
All right. Yay.
Mm.
So someone told us that we bicker all the time, and it's so interesting that we still love each other. They actually use the word argue.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we argue all the time.
But we don't.
No.
It's not the first time somebody said that to you, right?
No. I guess like when you're married, you're supposed to just be exactly like the other person and think exactly the same way all the time.
Oh, hells to the no, baby.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
I feel like we maybe should try to be a little more boring.
How else would we have fun in bed if you weren't constantly fighting me off?
Oh my god, that sounds so creepy.
I did have to go there, but
that's so creepy and so wrong. Well, just, so wrong, everyone. It's so wrong.
It's just another difference in our personality. That works well together.
I know, but are all other married people just the same? I don't get this. Do they not have individuality where they both express differing things? Or is it that they do bicker / argue all the time, but then they stay mad?
Maybe. I don't know. But just keep right on rolling.
Yeah, I'm not usually ever mad.
Well.
No.
Not when we're just bickering. Is there occasional I'm going to go sleep in another room? And I'm like, fine, I'll take the whole bed. Go for it. And then you'll come back.
I think you...
What?
I'm a little dramatic sometimes. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways. Our daughters get it from me.
Truth be known, I'm probably more dramatic than you.
Yeah.
But my drama levels out. Like, you call me high context. That's what I'm talking about.
You are, man.
Like, I get worked up more.
All the time.
And more frequently.
Yeah.
But I don't take it to that hurtful.
Hurtful?
Bleeding heart level.
Hurtful. maybe we just are still married because we find the humor in our own idiocies.
Right.
Maybe that's what it is.
It's hot as heck in the recording studio.
It is.
Today.
We better hurry up. So,
holy smokes, my ears are sweating.
We've got some great links to talk about that are in the podcast notes, but this one here is from UPI.com, and it's an article by Ben Hooper, and it's about a marshmallow that went 225 feet in the air, 10 inches. And a man caught that marshmallow in his mouth.
That is amazing.
A bunch of people in Utah were like, hey, here's a weird Guinness Book World Record, or Guinness World Record, because I don't think they have the word book in there. And this guy launches the marshmallow with a slingshot, and the other guy catches it.
That's really, truly amazing. It looks like they did it in the snow, too.
I don't...
Because you know he didn't stand still and catch it. He must have had that little jiggle.
Yeah, he must have.
And he didn't fall or slip in the snow.
Yeah.
And it's only 2 inches shorter than 226 feet.
Isn't that amazing?
I wonder how many times they did it.
I know how many marshmallows were lost.
Oh, they probably just used the same one.
And Eventually, it's no longer pristine and white. It's just like this absolutely disgusting marshmallow. And for you, baby, I also found this cool thing about a froggy. Also, yeah. From this one is from thebrobible.com, which I'm never heard of.
I never heard of it either.
Because I'm not a bro, I guess.
Well, me neither.
But this giant frog, they found it in the Solomon Islands, and it's bigger than a human baby.
Man.
That is look a at big that thing. Frog.
Wow, you could actually make a meal out of those frog legs.
Those frog legs are, they look like my arms, honestly.
I mean, like how old is that kid in that picture? Like 15?
Yeah.
No, he's like 5.
So it basically, they serve this kind of frog for a meal, and sometimes they serve 50 people.
Oh, they do eat it.
Yeah. I don't think that would, I think that frog would basically, you could eat that whole frog.
Yeah, then, I don't
so
see
they must
that
have smaller bellies than you. But
meal.
Yeah, it's also called the Shortland Island Webbed Frog or the Giant Web Frog.
That's amazing, dude.
Yeah, and it's like aquatic and it can grow up to more than 2 feet.
That's cool. I wish we had those here. Ginormous bullfrogs.
I'd be afraid of them, man.
That's crazy.
That's super cool.
It looks like its legs are so huge because it's got to propel that ginormous body. Do you see how muscular
they are? Yeah, they're wicked. That's why I was like, I wish my arms looked like their legs. Like, the musculature is amazing.
Oh, it is. It's crazy.
My 5-minute workouts with 2-minute weights, 2-pound weights are not making me super buff.
You need to put a 100-pound backpack on and just squat down and propel yourself
with my arms like a frog.
And when you can push yourself like 10 feet through the air, you'll have legs probably. No. You probably won't even be able to walk.
That's disgusting.
You'll have thigh burn constantly because your
thigh burn.
Your thigh muscles will be so huge. You'll snap a neck.
Dude, we gotta get it started on the regular part of the podcast, the writing tips and dog
okay,
stuff.
Let's do it.
Because, you know, it's Mother's Day and
I
need to be tied down into that kitchen.
Well, I do have something in the oven.
Uh-oh.
But I have another 6.5 minutes before
we'll never
I go
make
spin
that,
it.
Baby. Never gonna make that.
Well, we can wait until after.
Okay.
Writing tip of the pod.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
So this podcast is called
Still Mother's Day.
No, it's not called Still Mother's Day. It's called Money for Nothing and the Chips for Free. Oh, the Mondegreen.
What's Mondegreen?
Well, you'll find out. So,
okay, wait. I'm sorry. I have to ask you this question because I've encountered this with you a lot.
This is what the podcast is about, Boo.
No. What? Do you think that chips are the word that's in the song?
That's what the podcast is about.
But you know the real word, right?
We're going to get there.
Oh, okay.
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 So.
Sweet.
You just knocked everything with your giant knee.
I can't help it. It's big as that bullfrog.
It's a giant bullfrog.
Oh, I could have just read the first sentence.
Yeah, you could have just read the first sentence, but gosh, yeah. No. Gosh, no. All right. So we've all done it. We've all misheard song lyrics or actual words, especially me. And we've all argued about whether someone was saying Laurel or Yanni on the internet or witnessed other people argue.
Yeah.
But there's an actual term for that. Here you go, babe.
According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, a mondegreen, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Mondegreen? Or mondegreen? Is a word or phrase that results from a mishearing of something said or sung.
I had a whole character in my first book that did this all the time.
Yes.
I did. And that character was not me.
It wasn't fashioned after you a little bit.
No. So Sylvia Wright made up the word in 1954 when she wrote an article about it for The Atlantic or possibly Harper's. There's two sightings saying that's where the article appeared. And it was called The Death of Lady Mondegreen.
Yeah.
And she loved the Scottish song or poem that went...
They had slain the Earl of Moray and laid him on the green.
So that last line sounded like what?
Lady Mondegreen.
Yeah, man.
To her.
Right.
Oh, Lady Mondegreen. Ha! I got it. Lady Mondegreen.
I love you so much. Okay. So according to an article in The New Yorker by Maria Konnikova,
hearing is a two-step process. First, there is the auditory perception itself. The physics of sound waves making their way through your ear and into the auditory cortex of your brain. Then there is the meaning making, the part where your brain takes the noise and imbues it with significance. That was a car alarm.
That's a bird.
Mondegreens occur when somewhere between the sound and the meaning, communication breaks down. You hear the same acoustic information as everyone else, but your brain doesn't interpret it the same way. What's less immediately clear is why. Precisely that happens.
So the article goes on to say, a common cause of Mondegreens in particular is the oronym, words strings in which the sounds can be logically divided multiple ways. One version that an author named Pinker and researcher describes goes like this.
Eugene O'Neill won a Pulitzer Prize.
So not Pulitzer Prize, nope, but a
Pulitzer. Surprise.
Other times, the culprit is the perception of sound itself. Some letters and letter combinations sound remarkably alike, and we need further clues, whether visual or contextual, to help us out. In their absence, one sound can be mistaken for the other. For instance, a phenomenon known as the McGurk effect happens. So people can be made to hear one consonant when a similar one is being spoken.
There's a bathroom on the right.
Standing in four.
There's a bad moon on the rise.
Is a succession of such similarities adding up to two equally coherent alternatives, right?
Right.
So, there's a site, NME.
Yeah.
And it has this article on the 40 most misheard song lyrics.
I bet that's awesome.
And it's actually hysterical. We should go look at it later. So it's a British site and you should check it out. Not just Sean. But their top three are...
Dire Straits, Money for Nothing.
The wrong lyric is...
Money for Nothing and Chips for Free.
But the correct lyrics is...
Money are... for Nothing and Your Chicks for Free.
Yeah, man.
Number two, wrong lyric.
Sean really doesn't believe
it. I bet you didn't get this one wrong, did you?
No, I didn't, because this was my favorite song when I was a little kid. I love the song so much.
What song
and
is
I was
it?
In love with Paul Young.
And what's the song?
Every Time You Go Away. Boom, boom, boom.
And the wrong lyric is, and I love this one, every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you.
And the correct lyric is, every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you. No, it's not. It's every time you go away, you take a piece of me with you. And we're skipping number three because it wasn't as awesome to me. But so number four wrong lyric is from Starships, We Built This City, and it's...
The worst song in the world. No.
This is why we're married.
Wrong lyric, which... is just about as good. We built this city on sausage rolls.
We built this city on sausage rolls. And the correct lyric is, of course, we built this city on rock and roll. So I'll condense. The writing tip of the pod is have fun. But it's also to have fun and play with words, to think about sounds. Sounds.
And
to
songs.
Think about how sometimes your characters might not be perfect and might mishear things. And use the quirks from regular life to build out the best possible characters in the world that you can.
Well, you know that one from Pink Floyd, right? That's commonly misheard.
Comfortably Numb?
No, the song is Another Brick in the Wall, I think. But I'm not sure. And it's the correct lyric is, how can you have any pudding if you don't beat your meat? I mean, eat your meat. I almost said I combined the two because it's not the right lyric is how can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? And I don't think it's actually misheard, but the misquoted I can't even say on here, but substitute pudding for another word and then I already spoiled the rest.
Oh, that's so naughty.
Yeah. Anyways.
I excuse me while I kiss this guy. From Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze is supposed to be Excuse Me While I Kiss the Sky.
These are awesome.
And my favorite Eurythmics one is Sweet Dreams Are Made of
You probably
cheese.
Heard it that way, didn't you?
No, I
Carrie,
didn't.
Absolute number one food group is cheese.
It's not anymore. Now it's apples and oranges.
Now it's cheese.
Because of keto.
It'll be back to cheese in 3 days.
And my other favorite one that's kind of newer is Adele has a song called Chasing Pavements. And the line is, or should I just keep chasing pavements? But people hear it as, or should I just keep chasing penguin.
Which is That's amazing. Hilarious.
Yay.
Happy. Oh my gosh. Dog tip for life. Sorry, I was distracted by my own thoughts there for a minute.
You have thoughts?
Well, I was thinking about our subject matter we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And I know we ran through the scientific explanations of all that, but I was wondering if other things come into play into effect. Like, you know, a lot of singers don't enunciate their words all that great
right. When
they're actually singing.
Right.
So that makes it hard sometimes.
Yeah, because that space isn't in between it sometimes.
You know, like back in the day before the internet, when you had to, like, have the actual album to see the song lyrics.
Oh, yeah, man.
Or some other a book, or you just couldn't look it up online. It wasn't as easy to get your hands on that information. But the other aspect, what about like geographical type? Like I would never misunderstand a Creedence Clearwater Revival song, but maybe somebody else could,
like,
simply because of an accent or something. Like if we were listening to an Irish song, I could get that screwed up all the time, probably.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure those come into play.
But,
you know my favorite one? I have a lot of favorite ones that we didn't talk about.
What's your favorite one?
Is the Bon Jovi's real song is Living on a Prayer.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not.
Yeah.
I always heard it as, it doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not.
Is that what you heard?
Yeah, for a long time.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Our cat's getting a little
mischievous
here. Our
cat's being super naughty in the office.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of background noise. There we go. And then my favorite one that's really current is from Selena. Well, not really, but more current from Selena Gomez's Good For You. The correct lyric is I'm 14 carat.
Yeah.
But people hear it as I'm farting carats. I'm farting carats, man.
That is funny. I also thought of one more. What? Do you think it's easier to correctly hear music that you actually like?
I wonder.
As opposed to something that
you
is not
like.
So horrible you'll change the channel, but station, but it's not your...
Yeah, like I never got Paul Young wrong, but I sure got Bon Jovi wrong.
Right, and you probably never got... who's that band that we went and saw?
The Alarm.
The Alarm wrong.
Or you too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like my, or Tracy Chapman, like my.
Of course, when you first started hearing those songs, you were probably sitting on your bed with the lyrics in your hand.
Yes, I probably was. Now Sean is up again, moving around to try to keep the cat from destroying things.
I have to. She's being a little winch.
She's being a naughty cat. But this is dog tip for life.
Yeah.
And not cat tip.
Yeah, he's thinking, once you get rid of those cats, life will be easier.
Yeah, pretty much. Big noise. There we go. So the writing tip of the pod was like to have fun. And the dog tip for life is pretty easy. And it's always take a piece of meat with you.
That is...
Be prepared.
That's not how Sparty hears the lyric. Every time you go away, I take a piece of meat with you.
Yeah. Get the treats where you can. Whatever kind of meat we're talking about. Go get that meat. Take a piece with you.
You remember that, baby.
I do. I really remember that.
Always take a piece of meat with you.
I want to be a vegetarian self.
How did you take my sexual innuendo and make it
about I'm a good girl,
vegetarian?
I'm a good girl. I'm a good girl. I'm from New Hampshire.
What did you eat for breakfast this morning?
Meat.
Ah, what kind?
Because somebody made me a special meal full of meat for Mother's Day.
It wasn't full of meat, but it...
It was full of meat. It's full of meat. There was no non-meat things in that breakfast, baby.
I think for this year... In celebration of it not being 2020.
Yeah.
You know, just because all special meals will be of Southern origin.
Oh.
That I cook.
Okay. Cool. Cool with that.
Yeah.
You can't really have a special New Hampshire meal. I can't do that with my...
Well, you can make baked beans and something boring. Hardtack biscuit, baked beans. I don't know. Seriously, though, when we have our big wedding celebration party this summer.
We're going to have a party.
Can I get all kinds of Southern food shipped in?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like frog legs?
No.
Crawfish? What?
All the little froggies, baby.
That sounds like a misheard lyric. All the little froggies.
Hey, I have a new book coming out June 1st. It's the second in the Bar Harbor Rose Mystery Series, and it's called The People Who Kill.
People Who Kill.
It's awesome.
It is.
It's really fun. It has murder in it. You can tell from the title.
It only got to read it three more times, and then
I'll be ready.
We'll be done editing.
We've been reading it all month, over and over again, but it's almost ready. It has a kick butt cover. You can find out more about us and everything else. Carrie Jones Bookstop blog.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Thanks for listening. Have a great, well, Mother's Day over be over, but if you're a mother, I hope you had a great Mother's Day
week. And take a piece of meat with you.
Unless you're a vegetarian.
And keep on farting those carrots.
Hey, thanks for listening. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share this podcast all over the place.
So I can make my $5 a year.
Carrie really needs that $5.
I need it so bad, man. And we'd like to shout out to Broke for Free, which created the track Summer Spliff. And that music is clipped and shortened in this podcast and is made available through the Creative Commons license.
That's awesome.
Hey, buy my books.
Yes, buy her books.
And find out more about us on carriejonesbooks.blog. We have another podcast,
Loving the Strange,
live on Fridays.
It's fun.
And awesome.
Well, it's fun for me.
Yeah, Sean.
But please join us, 7 o'clock Friday night.
It's all about love and the strange.
And it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good day.